One fundamental distinction that separates horticultural science from many other types of agricultural science is the emphasis we place on this concept of quality. You can have a really great yield, but if your product doesn't meet a really high threshold of quality, you can't sell it. Customers won't accept it. Finding this balance is remarkably difficult and complex, and I first became super interested in this question during my work in the Eastern Broccoli Project. So one of the main goals of the Eastern Broccoli Project is to choose the best broccoli hybrids adapted to East Coast growing environments. So this is a really big project. We grew it in many environments from Maine to Florida. Over multiple years, we would screen many hybrids every year for many different traits, things like how uniform are the broccoli beads, what color is the head, what shape is the head. What we frequently did was use this trait called overall quality, 1 to 5, how much you like this head of broccoli. Like, makes sense, right? And we would make recommendations to the growers based on that, like, you should grow this hybrid. It has a great overall quality score. What we begin to realize, though, is that using a score like overall quality is very difficult because it fluctuates depending on environment a lot. Also, it's really difficult to get humans to agree on what a good head of broccoli is, of all things. Surprise, surprise. So my first attempt to parse this is I had 3 different people evaluate 4 broccoli variety trials, same trials with a lot of different cultivars. And I set up a model and I said, explain this overall quality score in terms of all of these other traits that are well-defined and we know something about the genetic basis for them. So turns out this method is really helpful to let us develop breeding priorities. What traits help us out a lot with quality? What traits do nothing for us? Throw those away. Focus on the core predictors. Secondly, we can come up with composite scores that allow us to standardize ratings across different environments, years, and in fact, human beings. So I've put all of these tools into an R package, which I'm finishing writing currently, which should be available soon. So I think this could work for many different horticultural crops. Thanks.